I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A solar panel park large enough to power 50 homes a day is being built in Alabama. APR's Stan Ingold reports it's being built by a private company that will sell the electricity generated at the site to the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Spokesman Stephen Pitts for contractor Ace LLC Solar tells the Decatur Daily, the Baton Rouge, Louisiana-based PJ Craft Enterprises is developing the $690,000 solar energy-producing system. They're using nearly an acre of land in Elkmont, Alabama. PJ Craft is the company that invests in renewable energy projects. Ace LLC of Pulaski, Tennessee, designed the solar panel system and is building it. Pitt says construction on the solar panel system started in November and is expected to be online next month. The TVA serves 9 million people in parts of Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia. Stan Ingold, APR News.
With Christmas just around the corner, a new study has some disquieting news on people in need in Alabama. The online finance site WalletHub ranked 150 cities with the most residents facing issues like poverty and food insecurity. Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery, and Birmingham all ranked among the worst in the country. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez says Birmingham's child poverty rate is just as bad as in Detroit and in Cleveland.
49.2% of all children there are living below the poverty line, almost half of all children there. When you're looking at adults, it's almost a quarter. And those two metrics really, really were down here near 150, which is the last city that we looked at.
Unemployment and homelessness were other issues in the study. Birmingham ranked 142nd out of the top 150 cities for people in need. Mobile was 128th, Montgomery 123rd, and Huntsville scored best in Alabama at 106. The campaign to bring casino gambling to Alabama has lost its highest-profile advocate in the state legislature. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he won't be sponsoring casino legislation in the upcoming session. Marsh says he doesn't think the votes are there for his casino proposal, so he'll move on to other business. The Republican Senate leader had hoped that lawmakers would consider casinos due to the potential revenue that they'd provide for the state. Chip Hill is the executive director of the Alabama Jobs Foundation. That's an organization supporting the casino bill. He says his group believes the gambling proposal is the only viable option for providing long-term revenue to the state. Hill says a decision will be made at the first of the year to determine how his organization will proceed. And Alabama's state spending records are back online after being unavailable for more than 2 months. Now your forecast.
Temperatures will be a little bit warmer this afternoon, reaching into the upper 50s and into the mid-60s as you head further to the south across the state. But rain showers will also overspread the state during the afternoon hours, continuing into the overnight and into the day on Tuesday. Temperatures overnight tonight will only drop into the mid and upper 50s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.